Hi everyone, my name is Ran Xu from Purdue University. I'm honored to have the opportunity to present our work Video Chef, Efficient Approximation for Streaming Video Processing Pipelines. It is lunchtime right now, so I hope you will enjoy the recipe for video processing applications. So everyone wants the execution of the program to be accurate. So why we want to approximately compute the video streaming applications? Some fundamental driven reasons we have are, firstly, video streaming applications require low latency processing. The everyday video we watch typically has 30 frames per second, requiring all processing done within 33 milliseconds per frame. Secondly, nowadays, more and more people tend to use mobile devices to watch videos. While mobile phones are actually resource constrained. So those mobile devices may not be able to handle complicated video processing applications, for example, like VR or AR. And the third reason is that the human perception can tolerate slight errors in videos. So in this work, we focused on two basic approximation techniques, loop perforation and loop memorization. Basically, they both only compute once every certain amount of iterations in the super loop in the application. We call this amount approximate level or approximation parameter. It is clear that one means exact execution without any approximation, and the higher, the more approximate. Execution savings can be estimated as 1 minus 1 over approximation level, and approximation level of 6 can save up to 83% of the execution. However, the quality degradation due to such approximation is actually unknown, even we got approximate output, because we don't know the exact output is. So, our quality metrics for videos are PSNR. It is calculated as the approximate output with regard to the exact output. An easy understanding concept is that the higher PSNR means the higher quality or lower error. Also, some recent metrics like SSIM and FSIM can also do the same things, but we actually found out that those metrics do not have an easy to understand meaning as PSNR. So, and also it's very slow to compute those quality metrics, so we stick to PSNR. A video processing workflow is showing as in the figure. So in the previous presentation, they already introduced some of these. So first we have a video decoder, and then the pipeline of filters, and then video encoders. What we focus on is in the middle, the video processing application that operates on the raw frames. So the research questions right now is, so does one approximate level can apply to all frames? And secondly, how to determine the optimal approximation level in a data-aware manner? So how to control the online overhead of determining optimal approximate levels? The prior work, a lot of work have been done in this area here at only list the three baseline we compare with. The first baseline is the exact execution without any approximation. The quality is perfect as the output quality is compared to itself. The second baseline on top of execution is static approximation, which assumes the approximation parameter are the same for all the input. So this approximation setting can be a heuristic approximate setting. However, as you know, it could be very conservative because of the application developer has to guarantee some kind of quality metrics. The input responsiveness approximation has a huge progress on top of the previous two. It uses a smaller size input. which is called canary input, to search in the parameter space and find out the optimal parameters for each input. So as you can see here, so when we search the approximator parameter for this frame, then the parameter is customized for this input. However, we do find some problems in this approach, and actually the IRA is not for streaming applications like videos. The canary input is what we also use following IRA. The advantage of canary input is that the execution on canary ones are very cheap. We can have the exact output, the approximate output for, with different approximate parameters, and getting all of this with little overhead. It provides an estimate of the output quality. Otherwise, with a full-size output, you never know what the reference exact output is. It also enables the data-aware approximation so that the approximation is customized for each input. However, the problem we found is that the canary output quality can be biased. As shown in this figure, we plot the output quality of full-size output versus that of the canary output when we apply the same approximation parameter. The full-size output quality is actually higher than the canary ones for over 98% of the approximate setting, as most of the scattered points are actually above the blue diagonal. So when we or the user specify a quality threshold, what we expect is that the output quality of a full-size output. However, if we mistakenly take the canary output quality as a threshold, we actually found out that we missed the 45% of the approximate parameters. And it led to a more conservative approximate computing. So the second problem is that the online overhead really matters. The source of online overhead can come from generating the canary input, searching approximate parameters, and calculating the quality metrics, and also correcting the quality bias as I introduced before. The bottom line here is that the online overhead should never outweigh the savings of approximation. So we introduce Video Chef. We have the error mapping model, and we have the sampling algorithm to successfully correct the quality the bias in quality metrics and to control the online overhead. This is an end-to-end system workflow for the offline parts in the left. We collect some data comparing the full size, the output quality, and the canary output quality, and train a model. We also profile the approximate techniques and the program to get an estimate of the speed up through approximation. For the online part, we identify the frames to key frames and non-key frames. For keyframes, we generate the canary input, search the approximate settings to correct the quality bias, and to apply this approximate setting to the full size input. And for non-keyframes, we just apply the same approximate settings as we memorized before. The key design, we just introduced three right now. The first is error mapping model to map the quality metrics of canary output to that of the full-size output. The second one is searching policy to approach the optimal approximation setting that achieves the lowest execution time while guaranteeing quality. The third one is sampling policy to identify the keyframes that redo the searching for approximate parameters. The error mapping model, for this one, the problem is that given a full-size frame, let's say XF, the canary frame XC, the canary output quality C, and a set of approximate parameter A, we want to predict the full-size output quality F. Without any prediction, we can assume F equal to C for RA approach. And we also introduce C, CA, and CAD model, which are aware of the canary quality, the approximate parameters, and also feature vectors from the input frames. So as shown here, the CDF of the prediction model, CAD model performs the best, and it can successfully reduce the prediction error from 7 dB to 1 dB. For the searching policy, we start from the parameters that applies exact execution for all approximation blocks. For example, if we have 3, then the starting point is 111. Then we increase 1 in each approximation block and follow the path that preserves the highest quality. As shown in the figure, the black arrow gives a brief idea how both IRA and Video Chef approach the optimal approximate settings, while IRA stop when the canary output quality reaches the threshold, and we will keep searching until the predictive quality of the full-size output reaches the threshold. For the sampling policy to reinitialize the search for optimal settings, we have two approaches. One approach, we get some idea from the video decoder. So generally for MPEG-4 videos, they have iframes for decoding and encoding. So these iframes will tell you how the scene has changed, and they generate a new frame to encode. However, if we do not have this information like the MPEG-4 videos, we develop a lightweight scene change detector to detect such scene change. So whenever we found out a new iframe or a scene change frame, we redo the search for optimal settings. The evaluation is done for 106 YouTube videos with 10 video filters. We use those 10 filters to compose 9 three-stage filter pipelines. We use loop filtration and memorization, each with 6 approximate levels. We compare 6 different configurations. We have 2 variants for Video Chef, namely the iframe sampling and the scene change detector. We also compare 2 PSR thresholds for 30 dB and 20 dB. Here, it only shows the evaluation for a 30 dB tight quality constraint. As I talked before, 30 dB of PSR means that the root mean square error of approximation output is around 6% of the mean pixel values in the frame, so which is mostly negligible due to our eye sensitivity. We found out that for this quality requirement, our Video Chef achieves around 40% over exact execution, 30% over static approximation, and 15% over IRA. And our approach is within 20% of Oracle. Oh, I forgot to introduce Oracle. The Oracle configuration is the best approximation we can achieve. We assume that this configuration never violates the threshold. It has zero overhead, and it achieves the lowest execution time. And as you can see, we are actually 20% away from the Oracle. And for the quality results, we track the Oracle quality, and the user specifies the quality threshold. We only violate the quality threshold less than 5%. And also, the CDF of prediction error help us to choose a good in-application threshold on top of user's hard threshold. Remember, so when user specify a quality threshold, they never want you to violate this threshold. But when we have the error mapping model, we actually map the bias quality metrics to a correct one, but we do have some negative errors and positive errors. So to guarantee such a quality threshold, we can just read from the CDF plot, and we know that to guarantee in 95% of the case, a 3 dB threshold is a good a number for a CAD model. And we can add this 3 dB margin on top of the user's heart threshold. But without our model, the user never know the real output quality and never know how to set up this margin. We also do a user perception study asking 16 users to watch 16 side-by-side video pairs and tell difference between them. The one is Video Chef video and the other one is Oracle videos. The result shows that over 93% of the people cannot tell large difference between these two. The conclusion is that Video Chef as a system for performance accuracy optimization of video streaming applications in a data dependent manner. We have the prediction model to accurately estimate the quality degradation in the full-size output from the canary output. We have efficient and incremental search techniques for the optimal approximate settings to reduce the overhead of the search process. We have a quantitative evaluation and the user study. Some insight and takeaway message is that determination of the optimal approximation setting in a streaming application is very challenging because the setting may change during the stream. It is important to ensure that the cost of searching for the optimal parameters does not overweigh the benefit of the approximate execution. Quality difference between canary output and full-size output is not negligible. And bring in the domain knowledge, like the iframes for MPEG video, can be a great help to reduce the overhead of the approximate techniques. And thank you. That's it.
Thanks, Ryan. Questions, comments, feedback? So while people are getting ready, can you talk a little bit about kind of the future work around kind of what you think is the most challenging next steps, either for you or for the rest of the community to follow up on?
Yeah. So as the previous presentation, we talked about the DNN. So right now, the machine learning is very hot, and we also want to do something in machine learning area to say, let's apply this approximate computing to DNN, and how can we do the similar things. And actually what we found that one of the difficulties is that the canary input is a bottleneck. Because for DNN model, they already fixed the input size. Like the ResNet, those models, they will fix the input shape as 2 to 4 by 2 to 4 by 3. And you can never modify this input shape. So generating those canary input is a problem. And we are working on how to change the size of input and also do the same things. Yep.
Yes, Babu from Intel. And just a more of a kind of a scoping question and kind of general. I kind of missed, what are the kinds of things you're actually reducing the quality of? Is it frame rates? Is it resolution? Is it, or other things?
So actually you can see the beginning of the approximate techniques. What the approximation do is actually it jumps the iterations. Like for video processing, you do apply the filter row by row. And if you apply this approximation techniques, you actually only compute one row and then skip like three or more. Yeah. And that will introduce the error.
And then in terms of scope again, so outside of image processing and video processing where you're able to use an iframe as a really strong hint and kind of a very cheap, strong hint. Are there other domains where you think that the combination of approximation levels and then cheap canaries might be useful outside of image processing?
So outside image processing, actually, it depends on the domain we work on. And I'm not sure what domain you are talking about. But take message, it's very important that if we can add some domain knowledge to this approximate computing, it actually give a very cheap hint and help the performance of our model really well, yeah.
Right, I was thinking of lossy compression in, say, audio signals, in music compression or things yeah. like that. I wonder if you had some view on whether those domains would be amenable to this type of an optimization.
I think just for videos, iframe can be a good hint.
Yeah.
For other streaming videos, if they have some checkpoints in the middle, then it will also be a good hint. And also, definitely for other streams, there's a lot of work doing, say, scene change or change point detection,
mm-hmm.
so we can actually introduce those work to our approximate computing to
Great.
Integrate together.
Hi, Shrikmar from IBM. In terms of the in terms of the actual outcome as a as for example the return on investment to call it, can you quantify what sort of energy savings you should get by applying your techniques, like energy or computation savings? You know, what would actually result at the system level by applying this techniques? Thanks.
Yeah. So the metrics I showed here is the execution time. So it's actually from the user's perspective, because the user may just care how long it takes to apply these video filters. From system's side, we also have the evaluation on the number of instructions, which can somehow have some mapping to the energy. And actually, those two evaluation metrics actually is consistent, because if we can save something from the execution time, we can also save something from the number of instructions.
Very good work. Really enjoyed the talk. Thank you. Let's thank Rangam again.